Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I am truly at a loss for words. I'm truly at a loss for words. To everyone in Orlando affected by this massacre, my thoughts, love, and prayers are with you. Under current federal law, people on terror watch lists can legally buy guns. This is called the terror gap. Tweet number three. We have repeatedly called on Congress to close this loophole. That makes it easy for dangerous people to get guns and kill. Nothing has changed. Tweet number four. 5 exclamation points. People continue to senselessly die. When will these gun laws be changed? 10 question marks, 10 exclamation points. June 2016. Another tweet. So sad. The Senate voted against background checks being needed to buy guns. So terrorists on FBI's wanted lists can legally still buy guns. Tweet number seven. The fact that anyone can so easily access guns is so scary, and after all the devastating loss, the Senate should have not failed us. Tweet number eight, tweet number nine, I lose count. Oh, and mentally ill people can buy guns without a background check, too. My thoughts and prayers go out to Valerie Jackson's family and friends. Pound, gun laws have to change. Pound, gun safety. Pound, background checks necessary. Next tweet. These gun safety laws have to change. This poor woman was tied up and saw every child of hers and husband get executed over 10 hours. Next tweet. He purchased the gun and ammo online, capitalized. How is it so easy to purchase guns online? 3 exclamation points. Does this not sicken you? Question mark. No background checks needed. 7 or 8 exclamation points. Next tweet. Have you heard of the heartbreaking story about David Conley, who slaughtered his ex-girlfriend and her entire family, her 6 kids, husband, and her? Pound. No bill, no break. Tweeting a copy of all the phony socialists violating House rules and ethics. Sitting down on the floor like a bunch of stoned Woodstock loser hippies. After Orlando, Congress hasn't done anything, and now they're going on vacation. I say pound, no bill, no break. You know what that is? You know what I just read you? Any clue? Those were anti-gun, pound, gun sense tweets from a one Miss Kim Kardashian, who found herself tied up and duct taped, mouth anyway, chucked into a bathtub at gunpoint in Paris, strictest gun control city, one of the strictest gun controlled cities in the world. Where the only way you can have a gun is if you're a member of a gun club and you've got to go through all kinds of hoops to get that. Let's just put it this way. No one there is a member of gun clubs, no? No. It's too difficult. This is Paris. There are no guns in Paris. Except the ones used by the criminals who forced their way into the apartment that Kim Kardashian was staying in. Tied her up. Apparently she was begging for her life to the point where they duct taped her mouth shut, put her in a bathtub, and stole, now we're going to go here in just a second too, but millions of dollars worth of jewelry. Okay? I'm going to go there too. But these people shouldn't have had guns in a city where it's impossible to get guns. This is Paris. You Americans need to take a page from our playbook when it comes to gun control. You should be more like Paris. Yeah, sure, okay. Because Kim Kardashian is a loudmouth gun grabber, her along with that perennially angry Kanye West. What's with this guy anyway? What's with the constant angry face? He's not intimidating. He just looks like a guy that's trying to be intimidating by putting on a fake angry face all the time. He's always got a fake angry mug. What's up with this guy? I got to give him a little bit of credit, though. You know, he pulled that dopey I'm going to run for president thing in 2020. Here's what he said about gun control. Quoting, apparently this is from one of his raps. It's a war going on outside we ain't safe from. I feel the pain in my city wherever I go. 314 soldiers died in Iraq. 509 died in Chicago. At least he's acknowledging what's happening in Chicago, which is something we've been doing here, wow, for years. Back to Kim Kardashian. Of course, the National Rifle Association wasted no time, nor should they have. Tweet from the NRA. Wait, criminals held Kim Kardashian at gunpoint in Pelly? How is that possible? Does anyone know if they passed a background check first? Following tweet. It's shocking that these criminals did not subject themselves to Pelly's strict #pound gun control laws before committing this awful crime. Another tweet from the National Rifle Association. Stronger gun laws like the ones they have in Pelly? Pound asking for a friend. Twitter.com/ShannonRWatts. Because Shannon R. Watts and the rest of these phonies, these hypocrites, are constantly calling for more background checks, just like they have in Pelly. Now, mind you, Kim Kardashian travels with what amounts to, as we say south of the Mason-Dixon line, pert near her own private Secret Service security detail. And on her arrival back in New York, a place where if you get caught with a gun, you're going to jail. If you ask them for a gun, they're going to charge you several hundred dollars for the privilege of asking. Make you fill out a bunch of paperwork and submit it with more fees. Take a bunch of classes and stuff like that. Then they're going to rubber stamp it. No, keep your money. And if they catch you with a gun, they're going to throw you in jail. Now, mind you, Kim Kardashian comes back to New York from Pelly with about 20 to 25 members of a security detail. Armed. How does that work? Not for thee, but okay for me, right? Look, let's get something straight. I don't wish harm on Kim Kardashian at all. I don't want to see anybody get robbed. But I'll tell you what. I sense a little bit of karma there, don't you? Now, I just watched Shepard Smith cover this because one of the monitors is on. And, of course, Shepard Smith never mentioned her stance on gun control and the irony of this happening. Oh, they talked about it could be an inside job because where's all her security? When the real story here is what they're not telling you. What do we always say about the media, right? It's not as much the bias that the media tells you about. No. It's what the media leaves out that's more dangerous. And this is a prime example. Why isn't the media talking about her being surrounded by armed security everywhere she goes when she's tweeting out dopey pound, we need more background checks, I'm a dope things? Where are they? Why aren't they pointing this out? Do they not sense the irony here? Or, alas, is it just us? Do they even see it? Do they sense it? Do they feel it? Can they even tell? Well, sure they can. They just choose not to report it. Hence why I say the media is so dangerous by virtue not only of what they tell you, but by virtue of what they don't tell you. More on this when we come back. I can't let this one go. It's just too much fun. It's like, here, give him something to talk about today. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. You know, this whole Kim Kardashian thing is, I got a chuckle out of it. And let me make this clear. I don't wish harm on anybody. I don't wish harm on Kim Kardashian or any member of her family at all. None. But the irony of this is not lost on me. These people come after our freedoms all day, every day. They use whatever form of media they can to do it. They use their little celebrity bully pulpit to try to cram their socialist, gun-grabbing, un-American ideology right smack down my throat. They would take away my way of life. They hate my rights. They hate my freedoms. And the irony is not lost on me. Little bit of karma, I do believe. Now, how are they going to respond? How's Kardashian going to respond? Because you see, this hypocrisy is out there for the world to see. Any clear-thinking individual sees this. Shoving new gun control down my throat, jumping into bed with every town for gun safety, these hypocrites. Every time something like this happens, and it happens all the time, they become more hypocritical than they already are because they continue to double and triple down on this stuff. Meanwhile, the rest of America scratches their head and goes, good Lord, are you seeing this? That's because they know how to manipulate the media. They just keep the story out there. And they don't talk about it. They don't talk about what we're talking about right now. There are other outlets. I'm sure there were other talk hosts probably talking about it. Today I don't listen to them, so I can't say. This is what you're getting on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense today. But I can't help but revel in the irony. Sorry. Yeah, there's a little bah-ha-ha-ha thing going on here. Couldn't happen to a better group of gun controllers, could it? Well, that begs the following question. Why, if gun control is so strict and Pelley, why does she have armed security there anyway? Oh, because she's her. Why? Because she's wearing a $4.5 million ring and you ain't, mama. You ain't got that sort of bling. You know what I'm talking about? Because you ain't me. Excuse me. And that does beg this question. What the hell are you doing with tens of millions of dollars in jewelry? Come on. These are the socialists. These are the socialists. This is the Bernie Sanders getting off the campaign trail after telling you he's going to take everything you got to give to everybody who doesn't and just give away public college and tax you to 70-80% of what you earn. Then he goes out and buys a $700,000 house on the lake. Come on. Come on. You'll see through this stuff? Good little socialist Kardashian walking around with millions of dollars in jewelry. Come on. Come on. Now, I am all over the capitalist. You can afford $10 million in jewelry. Go right ahead. Have at it. That doesn't mean I don't think you're flat out stupid. Couple that with the little do-goody, feel-goody socialism going on from these folks, and it's laughable. It's just flat out laughable. Start searching her global warming tweets, and then look up how she flew back. I guarantee it wasn't coach in the ass end of a Delta flight. I can promise you that. And she shows up in New York with a bigger security detail than she had when she left, every single one of them carrying guns. You know the little fanny pack with the security guy? You know what that thing screams? Of course you know what it screams. It screams, gun, I have a gun. The irony is just simply not lost on me. It's not lost on me, and I hope it's not lost on you. I know it's not lost on you. Glad she's okay. Bet she learned a lesson. What are they going to do about it going forward? What do you think Kardashian's going to do about it going forward? You think she's had an epiphany? Gun control's bad. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to become pro-gun. No, of course not. She's going to triple down. She's going to say, we shouldn't have guns, period. Except for the ones that protect me. And my $10 million in earrings and ring. Because I'm stupid enough to waste my money on that. Nope, she'll double, triple, quadruple down. We should eliminate all guns, just like the judge said in Oregon yesterday, a few days ago. Nope, we need to get rid of all of them. Because she's just, what do they call it? Pound naive. Maybe she'll learn a lesson. Maybe she'll shut up on the social media and realize that she told the whole planet where she was. I don't know. Maybe. You never know, right? You just never know. But not these folks. Not going to happen. Nope. They're special. You're not. They're the haves. You're not. Okay for me. They're the me. Not for thee. You're the thee. The hypocrisy just reeks. It just stinks. It reeks and it stinks. So there it is for the whole world to see and laugh at. I wish the world could be more like Pelley. I wish we could do what they did in Pelley with guns. That's what we should do in America. As our door's getting kicked in by a bunch of armed thugs. Oh, boy. You can't script this stuff. You cannot script this stuff. It's like they just walk in and handed it to me. Hey, you know all that stuff you were doing research on today? Forget it. You got to run with this. Check this out. Look at this. Read those 20 tweets of hers, and then here's the story. Got lots more to talk with you about today. Westworld. Did you see Westworld? Do you like Westworld? I don't pay for HBO anymore. I have the HBO Now app. It's less expensive, and I'm telling you, I'm getting so close to cutting that cord. I am so overpaying those bills. I am so fed up with it, so sick of it. I'm just tired of it. Already dusted the NFL. My problem is I need to be in some of that news, and when I can find the way to do that and snip that cord, I'm going to do it. Mark my word, I'm already setting up my kids. Get ready to deal with it. Because you got that Apple TV, you know, and you got those apps that you can go in and get. But now it's to the point where if you want to watch that app, you still have to have that channel, and you got to prove it by filling out a little thing and getting a little code to put in. But we're getting close to figuring a way around that stuff. We come back, I'll talk to you a little bit about Westworld. Fun stuff. Lots of guns. Smart guns, too, huh? We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, guess what's back? Guess what's back? The Gun A Day giveaway is back. Today it's a Para-Ordnance Black Ops. Wonderful firearm. And all you have to do is visit USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. Now, that site wasn't up, the USCCA site, it says USCCA On Air didn't point to it yesterday, so I was hesitant to send you over there because I wanted you to participate in the Gun A Day giveaway. And it's back. And what is the grand prize? I get that question a lot. What's the grand prize when it pops back up? This grand prize is the ultimate snap-on tool set valued at $15,000. That's a lot of tools, all right? Now, you can either keep the tools or sell the tools. You can either keep the check and buy the gun, or you can spend the check on something else. It's up to you. But all you have to do is activate unrivaled protection for you and your family. Your new turbocharged self-defense shield benefits are here. Everything you need to know is at USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. Activate your self-defense shield today to claim the benefits. Become instantly prepared to protect yourself and your family from the unforeseen legal and financial aftermath of self-defense. God forbid, should you have to use a firearm or any other weapon, by the way, not just a firearm. And you might win the gun of the day. Check back with me tomorrow. Check the site back tomorrow, anytime after midnight, your local time. And you'll see the new firearm for the Gun A Day giveaway going on throughout the month of October. And you just might be the lucky winner of the $15,000 snap-on tool set, which would be huge. We'd love to hear from the winner. if, in fact, it's an Armed American Radio listener, which more than likely it will be, because it's usccaonair.com. So make sure to go and check that out. Activate those benefits and go home and sleep in peace today, knowing that you are covered, God forbid, if you have to use a weapon of any kind, including your firearm, to defend your life and your family, okay? Silly not to have that insurance. I've had it for quite some time, and I sleep well at night. So does my wife. She also has it. We've got the Platinum 1.125 million. Kardashians. Man, I got to thinking about that a little bit during the break. It just fires me up. Bunch of hypocrite weasels. Every single one of them. It will be interesting. My guess is they'll double down and say, oh, no, we shouldn't have guns at all, because they're already in bed with every town for gun control. I mean, gun safety. So they're not going to backtrack. They're not going to recant their testimony. They will continue to double and triple down. And the only way they can do that now is by surrounding themselves with even more guns that they detest, calling for more gun control on you, which is, we just need to get rid of guns. Eventually, that's what's going to happen. That's what they're going to do. Some have already slipped up and done it. All right, so we'll continue to follow that. We'll see what her big mouth does now. That ain't all she's got that's big either. Doesn't do nothing for me. She never has. Westworld. You ever see this show? I was a huge fan of the movie when I was a kid. Now that's going back with, you know, Yul Brynner. Remember Yul Brynner? And that cool music. Every time he looked around. Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and watch that today. I've actually got that. I bought that. I think I bought it on iTunes or something like that. But Westworld is that fictional vacation spot. I have three or four different worlds we're concerned here for Westworld, where everything is robots, and you go immerse yourself in the Western scenario of, for what, like a week or so? This vacation designed for the super rich, and all the robots go haywire, and Yul Brynner plays one of the really bad robots, and he becomes really bad when his systems go haywire, and the robots become killers. And the way it's supposed to work in a perfect world in your vacation environment, the hosts, which are the robots, can harm other hosts, but they can't harm guests. And guests' firearms can't harm other living guests, only the hosts, the robots. So we all know where this is going to go, right? Of course, because if you've ever seen Westworld, you know how it is. But I saw an essay today, and I don't even remember where it was. I apologize. I don't have it in front of me. But I actually watched it yesterday. See, when I get done with the Monster Cast, and that's just great. Now I've got two things I got to watch. Starting back on, what, October 17th or 18th, The Walking Dead comes back. Oh, good heavens, got to watch that. And then Westworld, those two shows. And I don't watch a lot of TV. And I do watch Ballers, too, with The Rock. Started watching that on Sundays. I just got into a couple other shows since Walking Dead was done. But it's that or news, which is going to be why it's going to be easy for me to cut the cord. I'll figure that out. When I figure it out, I'll let you know. But the whole Westworld thing, this essay was talking about how, what kind of gun, how, they didn't really explain how does the gun function in the show, that it won't fire at a human, but it will fire at the robots. And the essay went back to talk about essentially the original show, where it was explained that the guns have sensors in them and they won't shoot at anything that picks that when it picks up heat, body heat, for example, but only a cold being like the robot. So that remains to be seen. But it reminded me of smart gun technology. You know, at some point somebody's going to... You know, that's just what it reminded me of. And I'm not even sure why I'm talking about it other than the fact that Westworld is very cool. And there's some very cool gunplay scenes in there. It's very well made. Ed Harris plays a... almost like the Yul Brynner character in the original Westworld. But he's human. And he's a vacationer in this, apparently. So go check it out. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. But that essay reminded me of that. Not really sure why I brought it up, other than to just tell you it was pretty cool. I enjoyed watching it. Kardashians. Got to keep looking at this stuff. Man, oh man. I don't remember where I saw that. Where did I see that? Oh, hey, before I move on, I've got something to tell you about Crossroads of the West Gun Show, too. This is a very disturbing story. I want to save the entire final segment for this, appearing in the Wall Street Journal. I'm glad I didn't see it for yesterday's MonsterCast, because I had other things I wanted to cover with you on that program. This would have just blown that out of the water. I wanted to use it for today, and I specifically wanted to close out the program with it because there's so much to think about here. As a free American, you have to wonder, again, what it is we're up against in today's society. But the podcast, I'm still getting inundated with emails. We did find the problem. The problem has been corrected. Okay? Thursday, the 29th and 30th, Thursday and Friday, and the Monday show we had issues with because there was an update to WordPress that caused things to go haywire. We were having to do things manually. And to top that off, the amazing guy that does the work, you know, he had to be a human being. He had to travel. He had to be somewhere. He wasn't able to get it done manually. So all three of the podcasts went in at one shot, and that threw what was already haywire off anyway. But it's fixed. It's been corrected. Okay? You don't need to send me any more email, but I do appreciate the engagement. All right? It means a lot. I know a lot of you out there, thousands of you do get the email, or excuse me, do get the podcast, and I do appreciate it very, very much. But if you use Stitcher, if you use iTunes, wherever you get the podcasts, they will begin being picked up. Today's show went up. We did find the problem, okay? Sometimes it can take up to 24 hours for those sites to go out and re-grab that. They go out and search for the podcast once it gets loaded. Well, we should be back on track. We're okay. And if you want to listen to those shows, simply go to armedamericanradio.com and go up to archives, click radio broadcasts, and go down to the calendar and click the date. You can listen to it right there from your smartphone while you're driving. You can pull it up on the site. Or you can listen to it on your desktop, or you can right-click it, save the link, and listen to it whenever you want to. They're all there. Don't panic. No need. God, I love you guys. When we come back, I want to talk with you about a Wall Street Journal piece. This is disturbing. Very disturbing. And that is gun show customers' license plates come under scrutiny. Oh, this is not good stuff. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 4guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's oneof4guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back for the final segment of the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program today. Hope you're having a good time. I'm going to be hitting the road early in the morning. Well, actually, not early in the morning. About 12 o'clock noon. But I'm going to lose an hour, actually gain an hour when I head back up to Wisconsin, where I will be bringing the Crossbreed Holster Studios to the world headquarters of the USCCA. In West Bend, Wisconsin, going to be an awful lot of fun. I have no idea who's going to be on the show with me tomorrow. We'll figure that out when I get there. But there will be some folks there. 101 employees up there now that have your back. And I can remember flying up to meet with the founder when the two of us would leave to go to lunch and there would be no one left there to answer the phone. What an amazing, amazing, amazing period of growth that has occurred up there in West Bend, Wisconsin. And they have just broke ground on a 65,000 square foot, approximately $10 million office complex on a 20-acre site with an additional 20 acres to grow, and it will grow, I can promise you. And I'm looking forward to getting up there and broadcasting on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday before coming back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios in the metropolitan Atlanta area. So, going to be an awful lot of fun. Hope you tune in for the remainder of the week. Have you ever heard of the Crossroads of the West gun shows? If you listen to my Monster program on the weekends, you no doubt have heard about it. Bob Templeton is the owner of the Crossroads of the West gun show. He sat with me at the Hyatt, if you recall, under the desert sky, under the stars in the desert sky in Phoenix, out in Scottsdale, actually, as a guest on the program, after I attended one of his Crossroads shows in Phoenix. Now, I got to tell you, Crossroads of the West gun shows in Phoenix are the biggest gun shows in the country. It's Phoenix. It's the Crossroads of the West gun shows. They're enormous. And they run really throughout the West. Coliseum in the Arizona State Fairgrounds, California Expo, Cashman Field Center, Centennial Hall, Cow Palace. Del Mar Fairgrounds, California, Dixie Center, St. George, Orange County Fair and Event Center, Pima County Fairgrounds, Reno Convention Center, Riviera Hotel and Casino, University of Phoenix Stadium, Ventura Fairgrounds in California. So they're all over the West. And Bob Templeton's a great guy, and he runs a tight ship. You don't get to be running the biggest gun shows in the country because you don't run a tight ship. Wall Street Journal has a piece out yesterday, very disturbing, one of the more disturbing pieces I've read in a long, long time. And I really want your feedback on this, because this is a conversation we're going to carry into the Monster broadcast on Sunday this week, later or next week, this coming Sunday. And we'll probably talk about with a guest or two this week. Oh, and I will tell you, John Lott will be here on Wednesday when I'm in West Bend, by the way, and he will also be back on Sunday. Lots to tell you from John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC. Of course, John's new book, you know the book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. I've read it three times. He'll be here Wednesday. Back to the Wall Street Journal piece. Gun show customers' license plates come under scrutiny. What does that mean? What that means is the feds have enlisted local police to scan the car's plates at the gun show parking lots. Yeah, you heard me correctly. And according to this Wall Street Journal piece, federal agents, quoting now, have persuaded police officers to scan license plates to gather information about gun show customers, government emails show, raising questions about how officials monitor constitutionally protected activity. I want you to think about this. Let's put it in these terms. You go to a Donald Trump rally, and you have to find out that Obama's feds, Obama's thugs in the federal government, whose salaries you pay with your tax dollars, are conning, more than likely threatening, your local police department to cruise the parking lots with their new fun license plate scanning technology, which can read thousands of license plates an hour. Scans that information into the computers and keeps it. Keeps it. This is very controversial technology. And Obama's federal thugs are now scanning your license plate because you're at a rally exercising your constitutional right to free speech. Because you're at a Trump rally. They're doing it for the Second Amendment and they justify it. You don't think they would justify it for the First? What kind of la-la land are you living in? What does it take to anger you? What does it take to wake you up? What does it take to make you see the light? What does it take for you to finally figure out what the hell is running our government? What does it take? Do you have to be robbed at gunpoint, duct taped, and shoved into a bathtub like Kim Kardashian to finally figure out gun control is a lie? Is that what has to happen to you? Do you finally have to become a victim of Obama's thugs who are now putting your personal information into a database because you exercise your right, first and second rights, I might add, to attend a gun show? Because they're presuming you, they're putting you in, are you listening to what I'm telling you? I don't care what their excuse is for it. There isn't any. Yet again, treasonous behavior from this administration. What more do you need to know? And they're hiding it on, oh, it's investigative tactics we're using to catch people who might be running guns over the bull. How much more are you willing to give up? You think this is going to end well? How much more are free men and free women going to take from this government before they say, that's enough? I don't have the answer to that. But I know this type of behavior from Obama's feds against you as a gun owner is tyranny. That much I know. I guess the question is, how much more are you willing to take? Are you okay with federal agents and police officers cruising the parking lot at the Crossroads of the West gun show, checking you out? I got to tell you, the American Civil Liberties Union chimed in too. Jay Stanley, a lawyer at the ACLU, quoting, highlights the problem with mass collection of data. He said law enforcement can take two entirely legal activities, like buying guns and crossing the border, and because those two activities in concert fit somebody's idea of a crime, a person becomes inherently suspicious. Of course, Eric Pratt, executive director of the Gun Owners of America, also chimed in. Information on law-abiding gun owners ends up getting recorded, stored, and registered, which is a violation of the 1986 Firearm Owners Protection Act and of the Second Amendment, Mr. Pratt said. And I could go on, but I'm going to run out of time. So the question I ask you again is, how much of this are you willing to take? Bob Templeton, the CEO, said he knew local police had been at the show but was surprised to learn that federal agents had been gathering data about customers. And he says, it's obviously intrusive and an activity that hasn't proven to have any legitimate law enforcement purpose. I think my customers would be resentful of having been the target of that kind of surveillance. Surveilled by Obama's feds because you went to a gun show. Unbelievable. This is Obama's America. It will continue under Clinton. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you tomorrow from West Bend, Wisconsin.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.